Now, every one was truly a gift from the gods, a gift he would savor for the next month until he was again forced to live in darkness. His heart heavy, he headed into the kitchen and to the large cupboard where Grace stored her food. As he opened the door, the coldness inside amazed him. He spread his hand out, letting the rushing air wash over his skin. Incredible. He picked up various containers, but couldn't read the writing on the labels.
"Don't eat anything you can't identify,"
he reminded himself, remembering some of the disgusting things he'd seen people eat over the centuries. Bending over, he searched until he found a ripe melon in a bottom drawer. After taking it to the island in the center of the kitchen, he picked a large knife out of a block where Grace kept a dozen of them and cut it in half. He sliced a piece of it off and placed it in his mouth. Julian growled low in his throat as the delectable moisture washed over his taste buds. The sweet pulp made his stomach rumble with a demanding need. His throat ached from more of its soothing wetness. It was so good to have food again, to have something with which to quench his thirst and hunger. Before he could stop himself, he set the knife aside and started grabbing at the melon, shoving pieces of it into his mouth as fast as he could. Gods, but he was so hungry, so thirsty. It wasn't until he found himself clawing at the rind that he became aware of his actions. Julian froze as he stared at his hand covered with the melon's juices, his fingers curled against the side like the claw of some beast. "Roll over, Julian, and face me. Now be a good boy and do what I tell you to. Touch me here. Yes, that's it. Good boy. Good boy. Please me well, and I'll bring you some food in a little while." Julian flinched at the unbidden memory from his last incarnation. No wonder he acted like an animal. He'd been treated like one for so long he barely remembered being human. At least Grace hadn't chained him to her bed. Yet, anyway. Disgusted, he glanced around the room, grateful Grace hadn't seen his lapse of self-control. His breathing ragged, he grabbed the melon half and pitched it into the trash receptacle he had seen Grace use the night before. Then he moved to the sink to wash the sticky sweetness from his hands. As soon as the cold water touched his skin, he sighed in pleasure. Water, pure and cold, it was what he missed most during his confinements. What he craved hour after hour as his parched throat burned and ached. He let the coldness slide over his skin before he captured it in his cupped hand, leaned down and drank the water from his palm, sucked it from his fingers. It was so soothing as it invaded his mouth and slid down his burning throat, slaking his thirst. He wanted nothing more than to be able to climb into the sink and feel the water slide all over his entire body, to... He heard a knock on the door, followed by rushing footsteps on the stairs. Turning off the water, Julian reached for the dry cloth next to the sink and wiped off his hands and face. As he returned to the other half of the melon, he recognized Selena's voice. "Where is he?" Julian shook his head at her friend's enthusiasm. Now that was what he'd expected from Grace. The two women entered the kitchen. He looked up from the melon and met brown eyes as wide as a Spartan shield.
"Holy green guacamole," Selena gasped.